Okay, we're going to begin here with the Mishnah on the top of Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. Mishnah begins, Homer, Harei Alai Mincha Min HaSeorim. We're going to bring a Mincha from the Seorim. And we know already that there are only two Minachot that come from the Seorim. That's the Mincha to Omer and Mincha to Kinoot, either of which are voluntary offerings. So it's not going to be that he's going to be able to bring this Mincha Min HaSeorim. Yavi Min HaChitim. He has to bring a Mincha from the Chitim because that's wheat is the only type of Mincha that is brought. And therefore, since he said Mincha Min HaSeorim, he's got to bring from the Chitim. Kemach. There's no mincha that comes from the kemach except the minchat kineot. Then he still has to be yavi solet. He still has to bring it from solet. Below shemen or below levona. He says that I'm going to bring it without shemen or levona. Again, that's the minchat chote, the minchat sota, which are not voluntary offerings. Then he has to be with shemen or levona. He's got to bring a regular mincha with shemen and levona. Chatzi saron. He says a half yisaron. We know the minimum amount for a korban mincha is an yisaron. Then yavi yisaron. Shalem, he's got to bring a full yisaron. Yisaron v'mechza says 1.5 yisaron. Yavi shnayim, he has to bring 2. Rabbi Shimon poter. Shimon's poter in all these instances. All the cases, Shlo Yitnadev Kederach HaMitnadvim. He didn't state it the way he was supposed to state it. He didn't volunteer to bring the voluntary offering in a way that would indicate to us that that was his intentions. So now, Amai, why is it in our Mishnah when he says, Harei Alai Mincha Min HaSeorim, that he is Chayav to bring Min HaChitim? It's Neder Upitcho Imo. He took a Neder, which is Harei Alai Mincha, and right next to it is Petach, which is Min HaSeorim. Min HaSeorim already indicates that that's what he intended by when he said Harei Alai Mincha, and we know there's no such thing. That means he has a petach to his nether; it shouldn't exist. So Amar Chizkia. Chizkia says Hamani Beit Shemayhi. This is according to the Shito of Beit Shemay. The Amrei Tfos Lashon Rishon. They believe that everything goes after the first statement. So Tfos Lashon Rishon here would be the Harei Alai Mincha. You're done. Then Min HaSeorim means you're trying to change your mind. Trying to change your mind after you took a neder that you're going to bring a mincha, you can't do that. Because you say Tfos Lashon Rishon, the first thing you said is binding. Once that comes into effect, you can't change it anymore by saying Min HaSeorim. That's the Shita of Beit Shammai. That's not, we have a Mishnah. Hareini Nazir Min HaGrugrot Umin HaDvela. The person says I'm a Nazir from Grugrot and Dvela, which are dried figs and dried dates. Well, they don't have any application when it comes to Nazir. So he said already Nazir, but he's talking about figs and dates. Beit Shammai Morim Nazir. Beit Shammai says he is a Nazir. Beit Shammai says he is a Nazir. Beit Hillel says he's not a Nazir. Now Beit Shammai says he's a Nazir. If we continue with the theme here, it's Tfos Lashon Rishon, which means Harini Nazir. It's already a Nazir. Min HaGrugrot, Min HaDvela, that's already trying to reverse what he said originally. So therefore, he's a Nazir, and he can't reverse it. Beit Hillel may know Nazir. On the other hand, Beit Hillel believes that that doesn't work. Why do they believe that he's not a Nazir? So that's a good question. We're going to get to it in a second. Rabbi Yochanan Marfilu Tema Beit Hillel. Even here in our Mishnah, Beit Hillel can fit in. Bomer, he says, Ilu hayayiti yodea she'en nodrim kach. Had I known that this isn't the proper neder, lo hayiti nodir kach ela kach. Had I known it wasn't Minasarim, then I would have said Minachitim, and that's why it goes into effect over here. So he basically amends his neder to tell us what he meant. He says, I really didn't want to bring a mincha. I didn't realize it doesn't come from the Sarim, so I'm going to amend it now, and I want to bring it from the Chitim. There's a massive Tosus here. It starts actually on the previous Amud, and it goes all the way through today's Amud, which tries to explain that there is two possibilities explaining what Shitat Beit Shammai is. The first one is what we said over here, which is Tfos Lashon Rishon. The other possibility that we can explain in Beit Shammai is they hold like Rabbi Meir, and this is true in other Gemaras that we see in Nazir, for instance, that Beit Shammai says, like Rabbi Meir, that Ein Adam Motzi Dvarav Levatala. Person doesn't speak unnecessarily and doesn't waste his words, meaning that he wants something to come of what he's saying. Second of all, afterwards, Ahanarhi Nazir Mina Grugrod Mina Dvela, or Hey Alai Mincha Mina Silrim. In both those instances, if we say he didn't want to waste his words, then he's going to have to bring a mincha, and he's going to have to become a Nazir. On the other hand, right afterwards, that we have a petach next to it. We have a petach which shows that whatever he said before was a mistake. He said, Harei Alai Mincha, but Min HaSeorim. That's a mistake. Or, Harei Nazir, and the mistake after is Min HaGrugrot, Min HaVeila. Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel also argue about Hekdesh Ta'ut. By Hekdesh Ta'ut, if one makes a mistake in being Makdish something, Beit Hillel believes Hekdesh Ta'ut Eino Hekdesh. Beit Shammai believes Hekdesh Ta'ut Hekdesh. We can't reverse it. Once you've done it, you can't reverse it. You can't back out of it, and there's no She'ilah B'Hekdesh. There's no Petach L'Neder. There's no way to undo a Neder of Hekdesh. Once you say it, it's done. So now, and so too, that we have by Nizirut. So what you have over here is a situation where Ein Adam Motzi Dvarav L'Batala, a person only says what he means, and therefore we have to make something of it. And number two is the Petach that he has afterwards is trying to reverse either Nazirut, Hekdesh, where Beit Hillel says there's no Sheila on Hekdesh, there's no reversal. Even if you made a mistake, you can't back out of it. So that's one way to explain Beit Shammai, is that number one, a person never says anything in vain, and number two is he can't reverse it. Even if it was a mistake, we don't let him get out of it. And that's why he's a Nazir here, and that's why he brings a Mincha over here. The other way to explain them is like Argumar, which is Tfos Lashon Mishon. Those are the two ways to explain Beit Shammai. On the other hand, when it comes to Beit Hillel, we could have Beit Hillel believe, like Beit Shammai, that in Adam Mutzit Varav Batala, they hold like Rabbi Meir, that a person doesn't speak unintentionally in vain, but they have the other side, which is Hekdesh Ta'ut Koshme Hekdesh. If you make a mistake when you're Makdish something, or you can have Sheila Hekdesh, you're allowed to have a Petach Leneder in Hekdesh. So therefore they believe the person said something and he meant what he said, but then he says Minasorim, or then he says Minagroz Minadvela, and that reverses what he said earlier. It shows that what he said earlier was a mistake, or that he has a Petach Leneder, Petach Bitsido. So now if he has Petach Bitsido, Beit Hillel believes you can have Sheila on a Neder Hekdesh, you can have Sheila on a Neder Nazir. You can say that it was a Ta'ut, it was a mistake. So even though in general a person speaks only what he intends, nevertheless over here, because of the way he spoke, he already showed what he did was a mistake, or he gave us a petach linidro. And therefore Beit Hillel will believe over here in our Mishnah that it doesn't work, and that's why they need to go, or what explained by Rabbi Yochanan, that they have to have him reverse his whole statement. Had I known this, I would have switched and said this. So he almost retakes his nether in that way. He re-explains and retakes his nether. Or, like the case of the Nazir, he's not a Nazir. So that's one way to explain them. On the other hand, you could also explain Beit Hillel like Rabbi Shimon, which is that Rabbi Shimon says that Lo hit nadev kederet amir nadvim. That's not the normal way to take a neder nidava. Over here, if you say a mincha minasorim is not a mincha. So that doesn't work. By nazir also, mina grugrot, mina tvela, that's not a nazirut. That's not kader hamit nadvim. So those are the two ways to explain Beit Hillel and the two ways to explain Beit Shammai. Again, Beit Shammai can either be tfos lashon rishon, or in adam medaber dvalatala, he always speaks what he means and he has to have something come out of it. And there's no sheila back, there's no sheila benazirut, there's no backing out of it. There's no ta'ut over here. So you gotta make something of it. Well, it can't be sorim, so it's gonna be chitim. It's not going to be Grugrot and Tvela, it's going to be a Nazirut. That's Beit Shammai. Beit Hillel on the other side is either they hold also in Adam Mosid Varav Vatala, but they do believe you can have a Petach Leneder, you can have a Petach Leakdesh, you can have Sheila, you can have a mistake and reverse it. So that will make it over here that he's reversing it, he's undone what he said before. Or they hold like Rabbi Shimon that you have to mit Nadev, Kederach mit Nadvim, and he fails to do that. Both here in the Mishnah by the Mincha and also by the case of Nazir. Those are two ways to explain them. Tosu spends time on which way is better. He says in the Gemara, in each instance, is trying to incorporate the most shitot, because there are arguments about these shitot. And in each instance, the Gemara is trying to say the kuleyama that the shitot Beit Shammai can fit, the kuleyama shitot Beit Hillel can fit. And therefore, in different places, the Gemara uses different shitot to explain their positions. Right, so now we have a secondary machloket here. First of all, we had the machloket, which is who is the author of the Mishnah. Chizkiya says the author of the Mishnah is Beit Shammai. Yochanan says that the Mishnah can even be Beit Hillel. Now we have a secondary machloket, which is Amar of Chizkiya Lo Shanu Elo Damar Mincha. It's only if he said mincha min asurim, aval amar mincha min adashim lo. It has to be mincha min asurim, but adashim lo. Why? Michtei Chizkiya keman amar d'shmaitei Chizkiya. Who is he believes the author of the Mishnah? Ki Beit Shammai. U Beit Shammai mishum tfos l'shon rishonu. If the reasoning behind Beit Shammai is tfos l'shon rishon, mali min asurim, mali min adashim. It doesn't matter what he finished with. All that matters is what he started with. In both cases, he started with a harei alai mincha. So he says haderbe. He reversed his position. My time a haderbe. Why did he reverse his position? Our Mishnah was difficult to him based on his explanation. My area, the Tani Mincha Min Asorim, is exactly the problem that he had with our Mishnah. If it's Tfos Lashon Rishon, it should not matter what he concluded with. It shouldn't matter Min Asorim, Min Adashim, Min Amalafafonim. Could have said anything he wanted. The fact that the Mishnah doesn't give you the bigger Chiddush and only writes Min Asorim, Lidne Min Adashim, Elishma Mina Mishum Detoyihu. The Mishnah is about that he made a mistake. Misa Orim Tai Badashim Lo Toy. People make mistakes in Sorim, they don't make mistakes in Adashim, which would mean that he's now shifting to the position that we saw before in Beit Shammai, which is that the reason behind Beit Shammai is that a person is in Adam Motzi Devarav Levatala, and over here he made a mistake. Now what type of mistake did he make? If he made a mistake that is plausible, then we say, okay, he has a neder, plus he's trying to reverse it, or he's trying to get out of it. But when he says Min Adashim, he never said anything that was relevant over here.
So we see from here that we don't say in Adam Motzi Devarav Levatala.
obviously, to a certain point. That's what it sounds like. We're going to see that Rabbi Yochanan is going to push back against them and say that you don't have to say that. But it seems like over here that if you're so far-fetched that it makes no sense what you're saying, then we're not going to include you. And you would have to say the same thing by Nazir, by Gugrot and Veila, that they have some relevance to the situation, and therefore Beit Shammai is willing to say, okay, people make a mistake, that these are things that are picked at the same time, they're harvested at the same time, they make beer, shechar from them. So maybe that's what people got confused with. Whatever it is that brings them close enough, that would be a mistake that you could make. Now, Rabbi Yochanan, on the other hand, comes along and says, Afilu min adashim. So Rabbi Yochanan says, even from the adashim. So Michte, Rabbi Yochanan, Gemar Amar Adashim, Ayta Teke Beit Hillel. He says, like Beit Hillel, Beit Hillel, Mishum Tetoyu. Beit Hillel is all about he made a mistake. He says, oh, I didn't mean that. I didn't know you couldn't do this. I thought you could do this, and therefore I'm going to change my mind. Now, Bisorim Toyu, Badashim Lo Toyu. Person's not going to come up and say, oh, I thought you could bring lentils. Now I'll bring wheat. Nobody thinks you can bring lentils for a mincha. That's not something that a person makes a mistake about. So he says, L'dvarav de chizkiyah kam arlei. He's saying back to Chizkiyah, why did you reverse your position? You can stand in your position. At my time of Hadart, Bechol, why did you reverse your position? Mishnah Delok Tani Min Adashim. Because the Mishnah should have taught the bigger Chiddush and said Min Adashim. Dilma Lomi Boy Kamar. Saying Lomi Boy. Lomi Boy Min Adashim Dikla Meimar Hadar Hu Dahadar Bei Bitfos Loshon Rishon. Now go back to your original position. The reason the Mishnah didn't write Adashim is because for sure we say Tfos Loshon Rishon. We say, look, the second statement is useless. It's meaningless. Min Adashim means nothing. Therefore, Tfos Loshon Rishon. You're done. Ella afilu minasorim, where there should, maybe there is relevance. Minasorim is not something that's out of left field. It is something that is relevant to mincha. Ika the meimar mitehu de katoi, and that he's making a mistake over here. Afilu achit fas l'shon rishon. So there's a bigger chiddush in writing minasorim. Minasorim might make you think that don't say tfos l'shon rishon anymore because it's something that is relevant to mincha, and maybe he said something meaningful over here. We say no. Even though he said something meaningful, we'll still say tfos l'shon rishon. So Rabbi Yochanan puts Chizkiyah back into play. He puts him back into business where he can say that the issue over here is tfos l'shon rishon. Now when it says amar ziri l'shonu ela d'amar mincha, the case in our Mishnah is only a case where he says the word mincha. Aval lo amar mincha lo. If it doesn't say mincha, then not. There are two lashonot here. Rashi and Tosafot bring both lashonot down. One of them, the simplest way, the pshat of the Gemara is that whether he used the word mincha or not. If he says harei alai mincha mina seorim, so that's what we're talking about. That's a case where the Jemai is going to say, well, then mincha goes into effect because you have harei alai mincha is a single statement. Tfos lashon rishon. Then mina seorim is something that either petach or he's trying to reverse himself that he can't do. But if he just says harei alai mina seorim and he leaves out the word mincha, then you have nothing on which to say that the net. There's chal. The only nether he made was with Sorim. He didn't say Harei Alai Mincha and then Mina Sorim. He's just saying Harei Alai Mina Sorim. Over there, it's not going to work. That's the simplest way to read it. The other way to read it is, and Rashi doesn't bring this, that he didn't say, he said Mincha, not Minchat. He didn't use the Lashon Nismach. The Lashon Nismach would say Harei Alai Minchat Sorim. When he says that, they become a singular unit. They become a noun phrase because of the nismach of minchat se'orim, that is as if that's one word or one unit. So there you can't separate it and say, oh, he said mincha and then he said se'orim. No, he said minchat se'orim, which means that's what he's talked about. But when it comes to, if he said mincha, we can separate. We say areya mincha, and then mina se'orim is a separate statement. So that'll be the difference. Now that only works, as Tosas points out, in the case of se'orim. But you can't do it by the latter part of the Mishnah. You'd have to say, he says in all stages of the Mishnah, what are you going to say? Areya minchat lo levana lo l'shem. But b'shemen levana, it's not going to work. So the Tosafot says that they think that the better girsa is that mincha no mincha. All right. So Yotiv Rav Nachman, come a little high. He said over this mushmua. Efe Rova Rav Nachman. Rova challenged Rav Nachman. Kemach yavi solet. In our Mishnah, it says Kemach yavi solet. Labda lo amar mincha. In our Mishnah, it doesn't mention the word mincha at all. It says if he says Kemach yavi solet. Where's the word mincha? The only time the word mincha is mentioned in our Mishnah is on the first case of mincha min aseorim. Okay, very good. So lo, damar mincha. So basically what he's saying is no, when it says harei alei mincha, that's the guide for the whole Mishnah. Now he's going to ask on every case. Velo shem elavana, yavi shem elavana, my lav to lo amar mincha. Again, the word mincha is absent there. Lo damar mincha. Chatzi saron yavi saron shalem, my lav to lo amar mincha. Again, that he left out the word mincha. Lo damar mincha. That the header harei alei mincha applies to everything. And there it says mincha mi shos el. Purim, Tel Kemach, Shein Bo Shemen, Shein Bo Levana. All of those statements are premised or prefaced by the word Mincha. Ihachi, Eima Seifa. What are you going to do with the last case? The last case of the Mishnah is Yisaron Umechsa, Yavishnaim. Kevin Damar Mincha, Ichayev Lebi Yisaron. Ki Amar Chatzi Yisaron, Lo of Klomomar. So what do you mean? If he says, Arei Alein Mincha Yisaron, Vechetzi. Okay, Mincha Yisaron, that makes sense. That's the minimum Mincha. That goes together. But when he says Vechetzi, that's a waste. It's just left over. So why does he have to bring anything with that? Lo Tzricha, Damar Arei Alein Mincha Chatzi Yisaron, Vi'Yisaron. He said in the opposite way. He said, I'm bringing a Mincha Vechatzi Yisaron. Then we know from the previous piece in the Mishnah, they have to bring a full Yisaron. There's no such thing as a Chatz Yisaron. But then he added on top of that, Vi Yisaron. Well, the extra Yisaron, that's a fine Mincha. He's got to bring an Yisaron. So now he has to bring two. Kevin Damar Mincha, Ichayv Lebi Yisaron. Kamar Chatz Yisaron, Lo Klum Kamar, that's left up. Kamar Yisaron, Mighty Yisaron Achrin, and he's got to bring another Yisaron. So now you have to bring two Yisronol for that Mincha. Mar says, Yehochi, Reb Shimon Poter, Shaloit Nadev, Kederach Midnatvim. Shimon comments on the Mishnah, and he's applying, especially to this case, which is the last case. He's saying this is not a normal way to be Midnatvim. Why not? He said, Arei Alei Mincha Chatz Yisaron, that Mincha works. But then Yisaron, Yisaron is fine Mincha to bring. What's wrong with that? Amar Rabba, Rabbi Shimon, Bishitat, Rabbi Yossi Amra. He holds of Rabbi Yossi, the Amar, Af, Bigmar Dvarav, Adam Nitpas. That a person is captured even Bigmar Dvarav. That you have to look at the total statement of the individual. So Rashi says in the Habamina, we thought that Tfos Lashon Rishon. Well, Tfos Lashon Rishon, he said, Arei Alei Mincha. And then, Arei Nadev, he said what he was supposed to say. He said Chatz Yisaron, but okay, big deal. But he said Arei Alei Mincha. Then the answer of the Gemara is that Abigmar Dvarav Adam Nisag. We don't just say Arei Alei Mincha. We say Arei Alei Mincha Chatz Yisaron. The Yisaron, and therefore the Chatz Yisaron creates a problem over here because that's Shalok Derech Mitnadvim. He said Arei Alei Mincha Chatz Yisaron. The Chatz Yisaron now generates a problem for us. That's the way Rashi reads. Rashi reads in the Havu, meaning we believe that Shimon also believed in Tfos Lashon Rishon, and then in the Maskana we say no, he really holds that. Tosfos says, I don't understand. That's the way Rashi explains it. Bekasha. We said already that the Rabbanon is Kebeit Shammai, that Tosfos Lashon Rishon. And if that's the case, then Rabbi Shimon is like Beit Hillel. And according to Beit Hillel, we already said above that it's not Tosfos Lashon Rishon. We said that he redictated what he said over there. That's why there is a problem. Not because of Tosfos Lashon Rishon, but it's because he holds like Beit Hillel, not like Beit Shammai. Zaveish Lamar, Siknael, the Chizkiah Hadarbeh. Then number one, we said Chizkiah reversed his position. When Chizkiah reversed his position, that means that Rabbi Shimon now could also have a different position. So if you say that, then you could say Tfos Lashon Rishon for Rabbi Shimon. Or you can say that we're going according to the case, Had Amran Lo Tzricha. According to the case that it says Lo Tzricha, I mean that when we say it's Chatz Yisron first and then Yisron at the end. Yossi Chiddush in Tmura. He says, Reizu Tmurat Shlamim Tmurat Olah. Or Tmurat Olah Tmurat Shlamim. Over there, even though he mentioned the word Tmurat twice, looks like he's doing two separate statements. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yossi puts them together to make them into a single statement. Even though he uses the word, if he had said Tmurat Olah, Vishlamim. Okay, we would understand it. But here he says Tumrat Olah, and then he says Tumrat Shlamim. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yossi says, we take the whole statement. Ap Marv Drav Adam Nitpas. So he says over here too. But Rabbi Shimon is saying is the same thing. Mashmet Trei Dibur, Rabbi Shimon Demar Chatz Yisron Bereisha, Mikom Makom, because we're in the Chad Dibura. Over here, even though he says Chatz Yisron, and then V'Yisaron, it looks like he made two separate statements. Nevertheless, we make it into a single statement over here. That's what the Gemara is saying, that Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yossi, that even when you seem to make two separate statements, we still look at them as a single collective statement. And that's the Chiddush over here, that even though he said Chatz Yisron and then Yisaron, nevertheless we put them together. Or even if he said Yisaron and then Chatz Yisaron, we will put them together because we look at the entire statement that's made over here. A Mishnah. Mitna Dev Adam Mincha Shal Shishim Yisaron Umevi B'Kli Achad. The person can be Mitna Dev up to 60 Yisaron and put them into a single Kli. Im Amar Arei Alei Samech Aleph, if he says I'm going to bring 61, Mevi Shishim B'Kli Achad V'Achad B'Kli Achad. Bring 60 in one Kli and then one he has to bring over in the next Kli because 60 is the maximum. Shukein at Sibur Mevi B'Yom Tov Rishon Shal Achad. If Yom Tov Rishon of Sukkot falls out on Shabbat, then you bring Shishim Ve'achad. There's 61 Yisronot that are brought on that day. The Yachid should be at least one less than the Tzibur. How do you have 61 on that day? Let's think. The Karbonot for the first day of Sukkot are 13 Parim. A Par comes with 3 Yisaron. So that is 13 times 3 is 39. It has 2 Elim. 2 Elim come with 2 Yisaron each. That's 4. An additional 4. You have 14 Kvasim of 1 Yisaron each. That's an additional 14. Then you have the two tzmidim, which are kvasim, so that's 2 times 1, they only bring 1 yisaron. And then you have the two musafim, which are also kvasim, 2 olot, the kvasim, by the musafim, that's also another 2, is 61. So if you add them up, 39, 4, 14, 2, and 2, you get to 61. 61 is the maximum, and therefore we say yachid should be below the maximum of the tzibor.
Yeah, we spoke before about the kelim, and the size of the kelim.
Mm-hmm.
So was there a kelim?
was a kli that could hold 60. That's what it sounds like. They had a kli that size. Amar Rabbi Shimon, alo elu leparim, velu lekvasim, veinam nivlavim. What are you talking about? When you talk about the tzibor, those aren't things that get put into one kli. They don't get mixed and matched. Yes, there are 61 isronot, but they're all brought separately. You can't mix and match the parim and the kvasim, because that's blila raka, and that's blila ava. You can't even mix them up. And so that was it. Ela ad shishim yicholim livalel. No, up to 60 isronot, you can mix them together. So amrulo shishim, that's the reason, right? So amrulo shishim nivlavim, shishim echad enivlavim, you can mix 60, 61 you can't mix. Call midot chachamim. That's the way all the midot chachamim. Barim sahu tovel. Barim sahu chazak odov. Eino yochol lidbol ben. There has to be a threshold somewhere, so you have to make the determination at some point where that threshold is. Rabbi over here says that our mission is according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. We had a machloket earlier on in the Masechta between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the chachamim. When it comes to a mincha, the chachamim say every yisraelon gets a log shemen. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, there's only one log shemen, no matter how many yisraelot you bring. So Rashi over here says this mission is according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that there's only one log shemen that comes with it. The whole idea of Nivlao is about up to 60 Yisaron. You can mix well without single log shemen. But after that, you can't mix it well. That's what Rashi claims. Rashi, back on Daf Yud Chen Amud Bet, brings the same interpretation. And then he writes afterwards, Veli Nira. Veli Nira afilu de Rabbanon. That even according to the Rabbanon, you could say this. That who say that it's a log for every Yisaron. Nevertheless, they say also up to 60 is only Nivlao. After that, it won't be Nivlao. Obviously, what's bothering Rashi is if you have a log that matches every Yisaron, it should be unlimited. Because you always have the same ratio. If you can mix it one-on-one, then you better mix 60 to 60. So that's obviously what's bothering Rashi. Therefore, he says it's Rabbi Yaakov. But back on Yud-Chen Amud Bet, he says, Lani Nira, that that's not the case. That even by 60, by the Rabbanon, after a certain maximum, it gets harder to get all the dry mixed together with the shemen. And you can understand that. If you try to mix a batter that's big, it becomes very difficult to do that. So they have special machines to mix at those quantities. Of Rabbi Yehuda Barilai, minayin omer arei alai shishim ve'achad. If he says shishim ve'achad, he says I'm going to bring a 61. Maybe shishim klei achad, even 61 klei, and then echad klei achad. That's our mission. How do you know that? So patach Rabbi Yehuda Barilai, rosh hamidabrim bechol makom. He's the first one to speak in every place. That's from the Gemara on Lamed Gimel. It's a lag baom. Gemara on Lamed Gimel by the story of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai when they in the Beit Medrash they spoke about Rome, and over there Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai did not speak so kindly about the Romans, and therefore the Romans were after him, and that's why he had to go hide in the cave with his son. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda Barilai was a little complimentary of the Romans, and therefore they instituted the Romans that he would be the first one to speak everywhere. He got that position that he was the first one to speak. That's what it means. Rosh Medabrim b'chol makom. Amar shekein matzinu tzibur mevim b'yom tov rishon shechag shechal yot b'shabbat shishim echad. Yol yachid shivchot mene tzibur echad. So it's our Mishnah, the Tanakam in our Mishnah. Amar le Rabbi Shimon. Say the same Rabbi Shimon by Yochai now responds to him. The answer is because by the tzibur you have 61, the yachid can only bring up to 60. Hello, elu parim ve'elim, ve'elu kvasim, elu b'latan avav, elu b'latan raka, elu b'latan shachrit, elu b'latan ben. Some are done in the morning, some are done in the afternoon. They don't get mixed up. This isn't a single mincha that is brought.
I understand that this
is. Yes, you do up to 60 in the first one, and then one in the next one. Because when you say that, we assume that you want to bring the biggest mincha you can bring under the theme of the Mikdash. That's what it is. Assumption is that you can bring the biggest one possible. So Amrulo, unless he specified, if he said he wants to bring 30 and 30, he could. Amrulo, Emorata. You'd explain it then. So Amrulo, Amrulo, Omer, V'chol mincha b'lula b'shemen v'chareva for Amrulo Torah. Ave mincha, shichola lehivadal. Bring a mincha that can get mixed. So Amrulo, v'shishim yivalim, v'shim yachad enid l'vim. What? So 60 mixes, 61 doesn't mix? Amrulo, kol midat chachamim kenu, bar misahu tovel. 40 saw to go to the mikveh, to go to tzvila. Bar misah chasur kortov. You can't. Ain't your chulit vol. Kebeitza metami tumat ochlim. Kebeitza, this is actually means to be a machlokas rashi and tosfot in many places in Shas, but kebeitza usually means that you need food the size of kebeitza to pass on tuma to other items. Any size food can be mekabel tuma, but you need a kebeitza to be metamei other things. Kebeitza mechaser shumshum ain't a metami tumat. If it's missing a single, like a sesame seed worth, it's not. The other possibility is Rashi in some places says that to be mekabel tuma and tumat ochlim, you have to be a size of a kebeitza. It's a difficult shita, but Rashi does have it in places in Shas. Over here, it sounds like metamei tumat ochlim means that it itself becomes tamei be kebeitza. It almost sounds like Rashi's shita over here. Shlosha shlosha metamei midras. 3 by 3 tfachim is metamei midras. It's big enough for a person to sit on or to lay on. Shlosha shlosha chaser neima, missing a single string. Achat eno metamei midras. That's not metamei midras from a tuma of a zav or a nida when they sit on it and they lay on it. Nivlamim. Is it really true that they're not Nivlamim? My hobby. What's the big deal if they don't get mixed? Okay, so they don't mix. What's the big deal? Bahatzanam, we have a mission. Lo bilel kasher. No problem. You don't do mix it, you're kasher. So here's one of the most famous lines in Shas. This is the source for it. Here it is. You're at the source now. This is it. We've mentioned all over Shas. I'm a Rebbe Zera. Kola roi the bila, ain't bila me'akevet bo. If it's possible to mix it, then if you don't mix it, it's okay. V'chol she'ein roi the bila, anything that is not roi the bila, can never become mixed, then bila me'akevet bo. The only time we say that bilel, if you don't do the bilo, that it's kasher, is if it had the possibility, the koach, the potential, it had the ability to reach the point of being mixed. Here, where it doesn't have that possibility, then it's einu roi the bila. So over here at 61, where it's not possible, we don't say that. Tosfot back, bizmano, explained why that is by the Mishnah of Imbilul Bilel Kasher. He says that the Torah said, never gives a verb levalelet a mincha. There's no verb in the Torah that you must mix the mincha. The only thing that the Torah says is bula b'shemen. You always mentioned it should be bula b'shemen. It should be mixed b'shemen, but it doesn't give it tzivoy of bula. Based on that, that's why the Gemara comes to the conclusion that Imbilul Bilel Kasher. So what do they do with it? Okay, but it says bula b'shemen. So bula b'shemen is impotential. It has to reach that. The reason that the Gemara came to that conclusion is because of the way it's written. It never has a full tzivoy to do it. It doesn't say, you know, like with other things, v'shachat, or v'zarak. Never has a verb. It doesn't say uvilel. It just says bula v'shemen, that description. So that means impotential, but not in actuality. So I'm Rabbi Bi, I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi, my seib bepreda. It was a mule, so beit Rabbi, shemeta, and it died in his house. Shirach hachamim et dama. They went to check how much blood there was in this mule, berevit. Zir, it's a revit, because we know that a kazayit of nevela is mitameh, and the chachamim have a shiur. The only reason this is being brought down here is because this is a shiurim over here. Nothing to do with our Gemara itself. They said that a revi'it dam is nikrash al kazayit. It hardens to become a kazayit. So therefore, if there's a revi'it dam over here, you have a kazayit nevela. Without a revi'it dam, there is no kazayit nevela. So they went to check if there's a revi'it dam to know if there's tumat nevela or not. So meiti, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Bisna, hey, Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Yoshua ben Betera, dam nevela shu tahor. In idiot, they say, listen, the dam of a nevela is tahor. Rama Rabbi Yoshua ben Betera, maisev hayu nocharim arodiot le'arayot bistaria shomelech. They were stabbing wild donkeys for the lions to eat in the king's court. The lions of the king, where, you know, they used to feed the prisoners to those lions or for the games. So they were feeding, they were stabbing donkeys and feeding them to them. And the other regalim were coming up, and there was so much blood in the streets that they were up to their knees in blood. And they said nothing to them. Meaning that the chamim didn't say they became tameh. So you see that the blood of an nevelah is tahor. So ishtik. He had nothing to say. He couldn't respond. Rabbi Bibi had nothing to say. So I'm like, Rabbi Zuka, my time alo kama adar mar. So why didn't you respond to him? I'm like, hey, chiyahadale, how can I answer him? This is part of the tochecha. Zal okeach tvua mishana l'shana. What does it mean that you're in the balance? Your life is always in the balance. This is someone who purchases grains or food each year. He purchases it the whole year, but he doesn't know if he's going to have it available to purchase because he doesn't grow his own. This is a person who buys his groceries weekly. Then that'll be a real pachad, because he doesn't know. He never knows that there's going to be produce each week. Your life is going to be, you don't know what's going to be at all. That's someone who depends on the generosity of the people that they're going to come out. The gabay tzedakah is going to bring around the platar. Today we have refrigeration, we have supermarkets. You don't expect this to happen, but in those days, if you didn't grow your own, you were at risk that they wouldn't be available in the shuk. The idea of the man, correct. Vau Gabra, and how Gabra, speaking about himself, he says, I, ala platar samich. I'm ala platar samich means that I feel atamin b'chayecha. My mind is not yushav, and therefore I couldn't answer him, because I'm living day to day. So my habi Allah. So what's the din here? So I'm Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, Moraino de Beit Nesia. Rav Yehuda, the Moreh Ra of the Beit Nesia Hava, Vori Leikish Maite. And he paskin like his own memra. The Tanan, Rav Yehuda Omer, Shishad Vareim Mikulei Beit Shemai Muchumrei Beit Hilal. This is an idiot also. So, there are six things where Beit Hillel is machmir. One of them is dam nevelot. Beit Shammai mitaharim, uBeit Hillel mitamim. In Ochanayim, if you pass like Beit Shammai, it's tahor. But if you pass like Beit Hillel, then it's tamei. So that case that we were talking about before, by the Prey Achat, was in Rabbi Beit Nesia, and Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai paskin that would be like Beit Hillel, and therefore it would be tamei if they found a revit dam. Dam uBeit Hillel lo tumuel b'revit, ovi achol ikrosh lamod al kizayit. This revit can harden and then become a kizayit. That's when they were mitameh. But Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Shua ben Beteira were quoting a halacha that was in the name of Beit Shammai. But Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai says, no, we pass like Beit Hillel, and that's why he passed in like the Beit Rebbe. it. So the answer to the question is that they were passing like Beit Shammai, he was passing like Beit Hillel, and that's not a problem. That's what Rabbi Bibi should have answered. Rabbi Bibi should have answered that I passing like Beit Hillel, but he didn't have his Yeshuvah Da'at to answer. Rashi over here points out that who's the Morei Torah over here? Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai. Tosus points out right away it's very problematic. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai is a Talmid of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is a third generation Tano. His students are Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, all the Stam Mishnayot, all the Stam Tanaim that we know of over Shas. They're the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva. They are fourth generation Tanaim. Rabbi is a fifth generation Tano. So you're saying over here that Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai is a Posek Halacha in the house of Rabbi seems a little far fetched because he lived a generation before Rabbi. Tosus in the end says, oh, but we find that Rabbi Meir, who was his contemporary, lived and was actually spoke or taught the son of Rabbi. So maybe he did live that long. That's how Tosus leaves it in the end, but he says it's very problematic. Tosus also pointed that out at the beginning at yesterday's daf. Said the same thing in yesterday's daf. We said that Amar Rav Ashi Amrita L'Shemete Kamei Rav Nachman. And he says, what do you mean? Rav Ashi is one of the latter Amoraim. Rav Nachman was the Rabbo Shel Rava. He was the Rebbe of Rava. Now even though Rava's a Batra, Rav Ashi's after Rava. So how could it be that Rav Ashi is speaking to Rav Nachman? He never saw Rav Nachman. So he changes the girsa over there to read Amar Rav Ashi Amrita L'Shemete Kamei Rav Kahana. That one who was a contemporary of Rav Ashi, not Rav Nachman. But he mentions, it's interesting here, there are other places in Shah, it still doesn't get to make a big deal. But over here, he says that both these cases, it seems to be that there's a problem chronologically between the people that are speaking and the sugyot. Okay, we'll stop over here.